And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Yeah, that's a good pyramid, no way.
Why are you so paranoid? No. Don't be so paranoid, no. Don't be so, baby. Don't worry about it. Hate it. Don't even think about it. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong thing. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong things. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong things. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong things.
Tell me right now, you really wanna spend your whole life alone? A little time out might do you good, might do what's good for we be done for good. Cause I can make it good, I can make it hood, I can make it come, I can make it go. I can make it high, I can make it fly, make it touch the sky, hey, maybe so. All of the time, you be up in mind, check it through my cell phone, baby, no. You wanna kill the vibe on another night, here's another fight, oh, here we go, oh, here we go.
Baby, don't worry about it. Lady, we'll go out to the floor.
The nights alone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Jim and Them episode 808. Part two was what album is this song from?
Heartaches and Heartbreak? 808s and Heartbreaks.
Oh, 808s?
Yeah, you see what I'm doing? You see what I'm
episode
the level I'm working
808,
on?
808, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and we are Kanye's official podcast.
Yeah, I didn't even make
I'm glad you're picking up when I'm putting it down, Mike.
Thank you. I'm not even a Kanye guy, but I was like, dude, I gotta believe.
If you knew this was Kanye.
I gotta believe. You know who I believe in? Even more than I believe in Kanye West? Jeff Murphy!
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, my name is Jeffrey Murphy. Fun story, my dad wanted to name me Bo Murphy.
Oh, I thought you said Bomer.
No, no, Bo Murphy.
Bomer.
Bomer Murphy. No, Bo Murphy, he thought it would be a good name. Coming to the mound, Bo Murphy.
Oh,
baseball name. Very cool.
That'd be a good, like a relief pitcher.
Yeah. Coming to the plate, up at bat, Bo Murphy.
Maybe a black guy, though.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
They settled on.
Like Jeff.
Yeah. They settled on Jeffrey Murphy, so now I'm just a faggot. Speaking of which, I was in Chinatown the other day. I was at a Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
They're talking about Mugu Guy Pan. I was like, more goo my ass. How about it, China boy? Huh?
Yeah,
I love Asian twinks. Anyways, back to you.
Thank you so much. Now you can see why I believe in that man. But he's not the only person I believe in, because there is one man who showed the genius and foresight to play this song on episode 808.
Yeah,
that
right.
is Mr. Jim
Scampoli. Yo. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that fine intro. Jeff's over there with more goo for his ass. I'm ordering a poo-poo platter for two.
Whoa!
Hey, Chinese gay jokes.
Whoa!
Ching Chong, more like suck dong.
I'm gonna graduate Kuma San Larde or whatever it is.
That's not Asian, but sure, whatever.
I'm just saying things sound like what they
come. Yes, 808s and heartbreaks, ladies and gentlemen. We've been counting down the days to get to 808.
We did it.
For this moment
we
right now.
We finally did it.
We did it, y'all. Yeah, I just returned from the Holy Land, ladies and germs. Last weekend, I did go to the Mecca known as Orlando, Florida. Now, do you know about... Actually, I don't know if Mike knows the lore or the fanaticism around the MCO carpet. I almost got you a tank top for your birthday of the MCO carpet.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with the MCO carpet, Jim.
So I wasn't sure if you were in on that lore.
Because there's all sorts...
MCO carpet.
It's just this ugly carpet, but people like worship it now. It's like a goof almost.
At the airport?
Like you can buy socks. You could buy socks that match it and shit.
Okay.
There's a whole Instagram.
Oh, it's an Orlando thing?
Because yeah, people go Orlando. There so often that weird things about the airport have become charming to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, remember that we talked about on the show they had...
Oh, God, no.
No, go.
I just figured since we're talking about Orlando...
We have to. Because remember we were talking about, like, Orlando's airport has a mascot, and, like, because, like, I think, shit, why were we even bringing that up?
I forget.
Because, like, they were talking about, like, their mascot, and, like, they were opening up a store in the airport with the mascot, and... Like, yeah, there's all sorts of weird things that have become a thing because of the airport. Yeah, dude, let me see the tank top.
Yeah, I think it just says like MCO, but the MCO letters are in. It was like this, but I was looking at a tank top version.
Okay.
And the letters have the carpet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Some of these are lazy. Like, it's just like a patch of carpet. Come on. What's that's like a Kanye style.
That's like a dumb good shirt.
What does MCO stand for?
What the hell is it?
Something, something Orlando.
Okay, yeah. Ounces. Making carpet ounces.
Yeah, why am I not, like, not having
I thought
fucking...
you were a Florida guy.
Yeah, because you definitely threw me for a loop there.
What's yeah, I think it's maybe it's just the call sign because, like,
is it like a guy? Is it like how we have Harry Reid?
The first one right there says the first
I didn't even
one.
See it.
Does it what does oh, MCO yeah, stand for?
Oh, McCoy Air Force Base.
Oh, it's the former
name.
There used to be an Air Force base.
And Colonel, it's Colonel like when, Michael Norman Wright McCoy.
It's like when we say McCarran instead of Harry
Reid. Yeah. Well, dude, even I called, because I'll call over. You can call over to parking. Like it was like 4 a.m, but I assume there's spots, but I just want to be sure. And even calling them, their initial recording is like, thank you for calling McCarran Airport. Yeah. Hit one for, and then when you hit one, then it's like, oh, Harry Reid Airport here. It's like, yeah, you didn't even update
dude,
your
a
shit,
bunch of
bro.
The signs outside of the airport yeah. still say McCarran.
the one I'm over on, I'm, fuck Harry Reid. It's McCarran. Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure the one across from Sunset Park, where like kind of over where people watch planes land, that one still says McCarran. Mm.
And why did they get rid of it? Because McCarran was like a racist or something? Is that, wasn't that the.
Oh,
the
I thought it was just because Andy Reid's done a bunch. Andy Reid, Reid Harry Reid's done a bunch for the
Super Bowls,
for the city.
4 seasons. Something.
McCarran left a legacy of racism, xenophobia, and anti-Semitism.
Nice.
According to Dina Titus and Ruben Cahoon and Jackie Rosen.
Dina Titus sounds like a disease.
Yeah, it does.
Oh no, guys! I've contracted Dina Titus.
I got Listerine for my Dina Titus. Dina Titus.
I caught Dina Titus from Jackie Rosen.
Ruben Cahoon.
No, I'm okay with Harry Reid name, but I'm still going to call it McCarran forever.
Yeah. Well, that's like, although I guess we said that about the Boston Garden when they knocked it down, but then it became, what, the Fleet Center? And then everyone just started calling it the Fleet Center.
Huh.
Yeah.
So eventually.
I call Twitter Twitter and I call.
Yeah, who's
going to
call
Harry
Twitter,
Reid McCarran?
Not Twitter. Come yeah. on.
You know what I'm sick of? And this is the most basic ass fucking take of all time. Yeah. Ice cold take, you guys.
Give me that ice cold take.
Put your fucking parkas on, pull the hood up, because I'm about to give you an ice cold take.
Oh. Give me that ice cold.
I hate that every single. Like,
thank you, Electric Snob, for the bits.
Anytime Twitter is brought up in a like an article someone's writing, it always has to say X parentheses formerly Twitter.
Yeah, no.
Like at some point in time,
just say Twitter.
Either just say Twitter or just say X. X because who the fuck doesn't know at this point what that means? But don't you dare ride that line and say
yeah.
Twitter X yeah. formerly Twitter. So
we'll
there you go.
You.
There's my ice cold fucking yeah. take, but it's still annoying to me.
Dude, that's so cold that it's hot now, though.
Whoa, thank you.
That's hot, the hotness.
Call yeah. me fucking heat miser, bro.
You got your beef.
I'm Mr.
Nice beef.
I'm Mr. Green Christmas over here.
Oh, you are the heat miser. I'm a bit of a Jack Frost myself.
Yeah, you're Mr. White Christmas. You're Mr. Snow,
Mr.
Jeff.
Mr. White Christmas.
But yeah, I did.
I'm Mr. Heat Blizzard.
I did see our boys Jason Christophers and Jacksonville Tom, yeah. aka Hawaii Tom.
Yeah, that.
Well, that's one that always stuck. Speaking like that on the same
Hawaii Tom,
level
yeah.
as we still call him Hawaii Tom. Yeah.
Hawaii Tom's.
We
coward.
Tried Jacksonville.
It,
but
didn't,
it
just didn't it feel
just
right.
Doesn't, yeah. doesn't and doesn't he's roll. Not even in Jacksonville. He's in Nocatee.
Tom sent me a picture of you guys at dinner.
That's
and I,
right.
And I replied to him, I'm going to kill myself. Tell Jason Christopher. and then he tried to change the subject.
Ah, yeah. Yes, of course he did.
He sent him the gun in the mouth pick.
He tried to defuse the situation, and I talked in all caps the whole time. I refused to let it be defused.
Nice. What for?
I did go to Bucky's. I went to Orlando. I didn't even go to a Disney park, boys.
What?
Should be proud of me.
Look at you.
Well, you're too busy wearing a Wawa shirt at Bucky's.
Yeah,
you were like
true.
Fucking Superman in a fucking phone booth, my
but
dude.
But then I fucked up because I meant to get a Bucky's shirt. Because I have a Bucky's shirt, but it's a Christmas one. So I can only wear it around Christmas, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. You can wear your
Easter Bucky's shirt.
But I was going to, they had a bunch. They had yeah. some cute ass Easter Bucky's shirts, dude.
Jeff, call him gay.
You better not call me gay.
I love Bucky's. If you got Wawa merch, I'd be like, bah!
But I was going to buy, like, I was looking for just a regular Bucky shirt. But yeah, all of them are like tie-dye and whatever the fuck.
Nice.
Or they
hippie,
have like...
Hippie era.
There was some wacky one where like on the back was like a wigger Bucky that it was spray painting.
Yeah, it's a...
And he was like on a DJ.
Wait, why didn't you get this? That's when Bucky's got up.
Why wouldn't you get wigger Bucky?
I should have. Well, because I fucked up because...
You should have got the Bucky's that says cunt era on the front.
Because I didn't realize I should have had my Bucky shirt from when I was at Wawa. So I could take the reverse picture.
Yeah.
Bucky's shirt at Wawa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know if
dumbass.
People care about our gas station approval. Well, because we love Wawa and Bucky's. I met Jason Christopher's wife, who is a hater of Bucky's for some reason,
wow.
which is one red flag.
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you try to fucking throw me under a bus with her?
Why?
Because you guys act like I hate Bucky's because I didn't want to drive.
I never got to get
I said I didn't want to drive 2 hours on vacation to go to Bucky's.
It's not 2 hours. It's an hour. It's such an easy, great drive. I'm going to do it every single time I go to Orlando. I'm going to Bucky's.
I got gatekeeped.
Yeah, you did get gatekeeped.
Because I think Mike secretly has had Bucky's without
I've never had
us.
Bucky's.
Yeah,
I thought you said you had Bucky's before.
I've seen a Bucky's on my... I was driving through Idaho to Oregon, and I saw a Bucky's.
Yeah, I see a Bucky's when I was
eating. Or I
that
stopped
brisket.
There, and like I got gas, but I didn't know it was a thing, so I didn't go inside. It was one of those things.
Well, I didn't realize when I went the first time, like it was kind of busy, but when I went this time, it was fucking busy as fuck. But they know what they're doing. They hold it down. It's
Bucky's.
Not even a big deal. But now I realize the other move, because when you're at Bucky's, they have this whole middle section where they're just throwing up fucking brisket sandwiches, pulled pork sandwiches. They're just throwing them up in piles, and you just grab the ones you want.
Mm-hmm.
But like Wawa, you can go up to a screen. You could put in an order.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered like a turkey club. They make those in a different area. And those are on like bigger sandwiches. It was even better. It was like $8, but it was a nice sandwich.
So Wawa's is done. Is what you're saying.
I still love me some Wawa, but
is that all nostalgia though? When's the last time a Wawa sub wowed you?
The Wawa I had this most recent time was pretty good.
I enjoy Wawa every time I've eaten there.
More than Bucky's.
But
that's a tough comparison.
I don't experiment though. Jeff experiments, and
that's true.
I'm not. This is not me blaming you, but I do think you wind up with bad experiences because you experiment a little too often.
They forced my hand when I tried to get the regular shit, the recommended shit. They went all higgledy piggledy.
It's not your fault. I'm just saying because I have like three things I get, and I always get them, and I know I like them. Jeff likes to try and dabble on the menu and find something new.
A bunch of kratom freaks don't know how to make a fucking chicken tender sandwich.
He's trying to find something new, and unfortunately, it's burned him.
I forget. Did I mention how last time we tried the pizza?
Yeah.
Because it was not good.
No, I don't think you tried that. You've never said anything bad about Bucky's, so I think I'd remember.
No, with Wawa, the Wawa pizza.
I think you said that you and Stella,
we were there and
Stella
we got
wanted
real
to try
pizza
it
instead.
Or something.
Stella wanted to try it, so we got it. But the big mistake we made, we have to maybe try it again, is because they have like the garlic crust or something, and it's just way too much.
I guess
it's similar to even like sometimes when Domino's does that shit, it's like too much.
Honestly.
Yeah, it just overpowers everything. So maybe that put it aside, but. It doesn't feel like the pizza's a winning move for Wawa.
I need to fucking stitch my shadow to my feet because I'm a pan boy now.
Domino's pan boy.
Yeah.
That's right. I get where you guys are coming from, but I don't think I would go pan every time at Domino's like you fellas.
I just don't think the regular crust is all that.
Ever since Jeff got it that one time, what I like is it goes all the way to the crust. I just like, I'm not a crust
hater, but I like
when a crust is delicious, and I don't think a Domino's crust is delicious. It's just not bad. But a pan, you just don't even have to worry about it. It's just, it's all up to the edge. It's great. So I've become I like.
It's only like $10.
I'm into fucking every gender. I want to fuck them all because I'm a pan boy now.
Well, and also because Domino's.
I'm in a labyrinth.
I got
goat legs and a foot. I'm a pan boy.
We're in the group chat talking about how expensive fast food is these days. Honestly, the real come up is Domino's at this point.
Yeah,
you, it's just if crazy. You do the pickup, it's like $7.99 for a large pizza.
That's why, Jim.
One
that's why
done,
I keep
dude.
Having free pizzas because, like,
yeah.
And my mom likes the crazy, not crazy bread, but like the it's
the
like
bread
stuffed
steak,
cheese,
bread.
Well, it's the cheese
yeah.
stuffed,
stuffed cheesy bread,
and
bro.
It's good.
You
and
put some pep in there.
Well, and the weird thing is, and this I'm not saying you should do this. I'm saying you can. You know when like. Pizza gets like either lukewarm or cold. There's like no good way to get it back to normal.
I
the
like
cheesy
it at
bread,
room temp.
The cheesy bread you throw in the microwave for like 20 seconds and it actually like heats
oh,
up and
Mike,
the cheese melts pretty well.
You need an air fryer, Mike. You throw
oh,
a slice
no,
in there for 5 minutes.
I don't have it. I don't have an air fryer.
Even
but like
a broiler. You have a broiler.
I might.
Bottom shelf of your.
I do the steam now on a reheat of a pizza.
Is that where you use water?
I just,
yeah,
I'm,
you put it on like a frying pan with a cover and you splash some water on it.
It's but just the, if you have a. It, the whole thing is getting a air fryer. Once you have
yeah.
one. It's
yeah, but the cheese easy. The cheese filled bread does heat up nicely. But it's also $7.99. So you can like go and get
it.
Two
cold
pizzas fun. And a bread. They're all carry out $7.99. And then basically that's three orders and you've got a free pizza.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it's like
okay.
it's basically every three orders, roughly, you get enough, and they go like, you get your emergency pizza now, and so like, it's been kind of like the move.
Yeah, yeah, dude, good luck going to a fast food burger place and spending $7.99
unless
on something.
Unless yet. I'm doing my McDonald's thing,
yeah, the McDonald's
BOGO I can't
thing.
Spend like it's. It, I don't know how to spend less.
Well, and if you're doing the cheesy bread, I don't know if you're already doing this. I think mix and match is like $6.99 for a two topping.
Oh, if
really?
You do like the coupon thing,
yeah,
or whatever,
and
yeah.
it's like so both things are $6.99. It might be like a dollar more for the pan crust, but
well,
now we're talking $7.99.
Well, another thing they do is they'll email you a coupon saying, "Hey, half off your next order if you've spent more than $20 on the last order you did." So try and spend over $20.
It's hard to spend $20 at Domino's. I'm saying
exactly.
That's
they're
saying.
Coming, dude.
Yeah, it's not. Well, the thing is, just get two pizzas, the cheese stuffed bread, and you're sitting at like 23. You get a shitload of food that lasts you more than like multiple meals, and then you get either the emergency pizza or the 50% off coupon.
Yeah.
I will say they're not untouchable. I'm a Tots boy. Everyone knows I'm a Tots boy.
They're always trying to sell me on the cheesy
they've
Tots.
Got,
I can't
they've
imagine.
They've got loaded
good.
Tots, and they are not good.
I can't imagine.
They're not good at all.
I've never tried it, but they're emailing me about them all the time.
It's got burnt cheese around the edge. They all kind of morph together, but then the outside's crispy, so it's more like a hash brown. It's not good.
Honestly,
it's not good.
It might not be worth the price, but if you're doing mix and match, I fuck with the pasta bowls. It's just penne and marinara and sausage and shit.
I've tried it, but it costs the same as a sandwich or a pizza, and I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere near
bad
as much.
Either. They're just small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wings not a bad look.
Yeah,
I like the wings.
The garlic parm wings they're fucking slathered.
Yeah.
I know there's some fuckheads out there listening right now. And
are you talking
like,
about some fucking sack of shit?
And I get it. Like, you could shit on Domino. Like, I get there's better pizza, but we're just talking about,
eight
like...
$8.
We're talking fast food value right now, and
for
it's just
price?
Amazing where we've come when, like, yeah, trying to go to McDonald's or even Taco Bell, and now you're getting a much better value
like
or
$9
deal just doing
Taco
a pickup
Bell.
At Domino's.
Well, and even in the world of pizza, like... I'm not saying Little Caesars is amazing, but I don't think it's bad.
Yeah.
And it was always like, it's $5.
Yes,
but now
Domino's is better.
Now Little Caesars is always $6, and you almost never get to walk in there and actually just go, I'd like something, and they hand it straight to you.
Yell at you.
You're always waiting, or you have to order ahead, and there's that weird like locker
system. What happened
system.
To the hot and readies?
Well, now they have that locker system, so they want you to order ahead.
And
or
then
else,
you come and pick it up in the little heater
out,
or whatever.
Or else you're not, dude, you can't just walk in there and get it. So now at this point, realistically, paying a dollar more for what you want at Domino's.
It's going to be a better pie.
It's kind of better. And my location, I have a Domino's within walking distance. So I can just walk to Domino's,
eat the whole pie on the way home.
Dude, I literally sometimes eat it on the way back. It's fucking great. God.
Yeah. I'm getting a pan once I leave here for sure.
Well, Zen Pie.
I'm calling you Wendy from now on.
The exclamation point might be you need to be in front of the TTS. I forget. I'm not sure why your TTS didn't work, but. Senpai saying Papa John's over Domino's. I'll still eat that garbage. I don't know about
Papa
John's.
Papa John's isn't even good, and it's not cheaper.
Papa John's is fine,
I don't dislike Papa John's.
But you have to pay $14.
Is it comparably better than Domino's?
I don't think so.
I love a pan. I'm pan-pilled, and none of the fast food pizzas touch it.
Unless I'm wrong, you can't get something for $8 at Papa John's.
Yeah. Round table
is part of, like, maybe if you think we're just talking about pure food, then we wouldn't be talking about half the stuff. We're talking about a combination of of taste and value.
Yes.
That is the marriage that we're talking about here. And Papa John's doesn't have a marriage.
The most annoying thing, the actual goat is Round Table Pizza, and there's like two.
There's one literally directly next to me.
It's so good. It's not cheap, but it's not expensive. But like $15 pies, they have an incredible supreme.
I tried it in Anaheim. I didn't love it.
I love Round Table.
Maybe it was just the location. I don't know. Because we got it. When we were at Disney on one of our trips, we got it delivered to the hotel. Hmm. And it wasn't bad, but I was like, this is your king?
Well, here's the thing. You got to get the King Arthur pizza, which is a supreme, but they actually cook a supreme where everything's cooked, which is huge. It's
the
like
one
a,
next
a
to me,
really good supreme.
It's roughly the same walk as my Domino's, so I just make the Domino's walk.
They have an app sometimes that does have stuff. Mm-hmm. It's worth looking at it if you want an elevated pizza. I love Round Table, though. I could go on. So good. They used to have a salad bar. They might still have a salad bar.
Because I used to like, not used to, I still like Blaze. Blaze is nice. You can spend $12 to make a literally as many toppings as you want, little pizza.
But when
you can just go to Domino's now and get a pan and you're paying $8, it's like, it's kind of hard to like justify Blaze at this point.
Absolutely.
Just Blaze?
So I'm just wondering when Domino's going to fuck their shit up. Because they're coming for everyone
right now.
They've
had this for a while,
though. I feel like they've been working
this for a long time.
Yeah, the whole like carry out $7.99 thing. They've been doing that for a minute.
They've
reduced the toppings.
It used to be three. They've reduced the toppings.
Yeah. But I only ever want two anyway.
Three was nice because I like a pepperoni olive mushroom.
Yeah. I'll throw on an olive like as an addition. That's nice. But I usually just go two meats.
Nice pep sausage.
Yeah, pep sausage.
Nobody
is
needs
the
to
move.
Know.
Pep sausage pan.
Well,
you
and
fucking
you also,
kidding
if you
me
throw
right
in
now?
A vegetable, it's like 50 cents.
Yeah,
if you want to throw in like another.
But yeah, that stuffed cheese.
I'm so hungry.
Cheese breadsticks. I literally ate pizza on the way here, so I'm good.
But I ate before I came here too. But
got some trail mix.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Although, yeah, that reminded me when we when I was in Orlando last weekend, we went to the. Orlando Informer meetup. That's what I talked about this when we went in December. It's like you pay. It's a after hours event. You pay like a flat fee, but like all the foods included, your food and like regular non alcoholic drink. Yeah, Universal and non alcoholic drinks. And it just happened to work out where we ended up like trying pizza everywhere, like throughout the parks.
Nice.
And I mean, theme park pizzas are obviously not really good. Anyways,
well, what if they like put it on fries?
Pizza fries are great. But also, Stella and I kind of discovered that Universal has like the best theme park pizza. Maybe it's because it was busy and it was like fresh or something. But we tried like four different pizzas at different places. It's kind of mostly a variation of the same, obviously. Like, oh, this sauce tastes like the place there and maybe a little bit different. But I was like, this is way better than any other theme park pizza.
I wish we had that at Disney.
Jim.
Yeah.
Slices?
Have you gone, like, I know that Pizza Planet sucks.
Yeah.
But have you had a flopover from Toontown?
We're big flopover fans. Those are good.
I think the flopover might be the best theme park pizza.
Yeah, I guess that kind of counts.
A big Brooklyn slice or something?
Well, it's almost like a Hot Pocket kind of.
Well, so it's literally like a personal pizza, but like they fold it over on purpose. You see like the little microwave pizzas as a kid, you just fold them over, eat them like a taco. It's like that, but it's like, but it's good pizza instead of like crappy pizza, but it's flopped over and it's like, oozing with cheese, and you can like eat cheese off the wrapper when you're done. Like the flopover's fucking good.
Mm, Louis might have early. A beat. Louis and Universal pizza. Might have a beat.
What's that?
Yeah, you need to try a flopover recently.
It's like a popover.
I think I had one in October.
I'm gonna pull up flopover from Murph and show.
I had one.
It's
in
like a French.
They have them over in Toontown.
Yeah, they're in Toontown at
Daisy's
Cafe. Yeah,
To the defense of Domino's, you go look at the frozen pizza section that's like $7.
No, exactly.
Respectable, a DiGiorno or something.
Yeah.
And it's nowhere near, it's way better than delivery.
I mean, sometimes you'll find a decent deal on maybe like a Tombstone or something.
But you
or
have
Red
to just
Baron.
Want frozen pizza at that moment.
But even then,
it's
even if
pizza.
You get that for $5, I'd rather just pay the $2 and get the fucking Domino's.
Real
at that point.
Well, you know what's fucking annoying is Albertsons constantly goes like, hey, they're $8. But you can get them for $2.50 if you use the coupon. Mm. And it's like, oh, the coupon's right here. And they just go open our app and scan it. But what they don't fucking do is their stupid app doesn't work well with iPhones because it just defaults to the one lens of the camera.
But it's so just, you can't like focus.
But
on
yeah,
the
it's a tiny little
thing.
QR code. So when you put it close to it, it refuses to focus because the iPhone camera uses multiple lenses and it only uses the one, and it doesn't even use the one close one. But they make this tiny fucking QR code. Yeah, there's the flop over, Murph.
Yeah, there we go. There's the flop over.
Oh, put a hot dog in there.
Yeah, you get a hot dog flop over.
And it's fucking, dude, it's so good. The flop over's fucking good.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks like they just folded it to shore now. But I think it's just the angle. Yeah, because it's smaller than you think.
I'm glad you're able to pull that up because it's too late to order on the app, and so they won't pull up a picture for me.
But yeah, we went to the event, and we kind of fucked up this time because it was like, since it was a Saturday night, it started a little later because the park closed at 9. So like the event officially starts at 10, but they had some food opened at 9. But we were like, and I think this is what everyone did. Like we were like, oh, we're not like eating all day. We're saving that shit because we're getting as much free food as we can at the parks. But then like right at 9, a few places opened, like Springfield opened and like this other burger place opened, and there were just huge lines immediately. So we fucked up. And we waited in a line at like 9 o'clock for like 40 minutes in Springfield, but not realizing like when we were done eating, there was no line and all the same food was there. It's like we should have, that time should have been spent in a fucking ride line because there still would have been some rides because they let people get in line up until 9.
It's like knowing how to rope drop correctly. You don't show up and stand in the giant line. You show up 25 minutes later when you don't have to stand in that line, but the same amount of people are ahead of you. So either rope drop at the front of the line or don't stand in the line and have the same exact number of people, but show up at the right time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cowards. Idiots.
Yeah. I rope drop my penis on the guy's ass.
Damn, I want to flop over. Bro.
Until but, I flop over.
I want to fucking flop over right now, bro. I'm texting my friend.
She rope dropped my dingling.
I'm
going to
tell
I
her how much
over.
I
want to
flop over.
I did miss out. We did miss out on Velocicoaster this time. We didn't get a chance to ride it.
What?
We did ride Hagrid's, though. I did ride E.T.
twice. Fuck yeah.
And fucking it actually worked this time where E.T. said my name. I was like, what the fuck? This shit like never works. The first time we went on, he was saying our name to the group behind us.
Wow.
I was like, I can't even hear
annoying.
My goddamn name, motherfucker. But then when we rode it during the event, there was only like 4 people on there. So I got a good moment where E.T.'s just dropping my name. Like, yeah, he's just a good friend of mine. Just a dude I know, E.T.
You know what I'd love is if they redid that ride, but like just literally redo it like the same ride. Don't get rid of the ride and replace it. Take the exact ride, because lots of it wouldn't need to be updated. Yeah. The car coming out of the bushes is still done really well.
Yeah.
When you look at the men standing around, like you replace that with a cheap version of a modern animatronic and it will add a ton. And then like the alien area, just like do something to the bottom where it's not just like you're looking at the floor and like looking at actual exposed lights. Like it would not be hard to modernize that ride because it's already ahead of its time with an interesting ride vehicle and stuff. But like that would be an easy ride to modernize on the cheap and completely reinvigorate.
Yeah. Well, we went on the new Minions Villain Con ride.
Yeah.
That ride sucks fucking ass.
You messaged me about it, about how bad it is.
Yeah.
I know that Ymira told me when she did the employee preview, she said it was like really, really bad. You just like stand on like a sideways escalator and you can't tell what's going on.
You're
but
on
that she
like
assumed maybe that's because she wasn't getting any direction or something. And then you told me basically the same thing. Yeah. And so
you stand on a moving walkway and it just moves you through these rooms. You have to stand on this dot and they give you like a gun and you're just shooting at screens the whole time. But it's like, it's such a mess. I mean, like we did the Star Cruiser thing. Yeah. You know how like initially for a second, like, because everyone's targets are moving all around the screen, so you get lost for a second, but then you can figure it out.
Or even like Web Slingers. Web Slingers seems hectic for like 1 second and then you go, oh, I figured it out.
Yeah, it's super hectic because then like you'll try to figure out where your fucking target is, then you'll find it. But as soon as you find it or shooting at something, the ground's just moving, so all of a sudden you have to turn around and you're at the next thing.
Huh.
It's just, I mean, I guess it's for little kids. I can't shit on it too much, but even then, I don't think little kids would even really have much fun on it.
Well, or would they just have the same amount of fun as if like you know, a kid that holds a controller while his brother plays video games and he's just like, this is fun to me because I'm a dumb little kid who doesn't know.
Maybe.
Like, that's the only kid that would have fun at this the way you're describing it.
Well, because also, like, it's, I mean, I don't really love the Midway Mania, but it's way, like, that's a way better version of this. Because at least
I really like Midway Mania.
Because at least you're in a vehicle that, like, just whips you around, stops at a screen. You have a limited time to try to hit the targets or whatever.
They all make sense. You can look at them for 1 second and know what you're supposed to do. I've actually become a big Midway Mania guy. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, I am.
Which one's Midway Mania?
It's just like the a kind Story of arcade one. Style, carnival game style, but like you're shooting at screens.
I don't know if you've done it because every
done
time
a Buzz Lightyear one.
Yeah, every time I've done it, the one time I wasn't with you guys and it broke down on me, and the other time we were gonna go and ride it when Slinky Dog broke down, but it was already closed. Man, remember when Slinky Dog broke down? We were at the fucking front of the line.
So annoying.
And we were going to ride it at night? Fuck.
And you know what? like, we rode it last time we were there and for Halloween Horror Nights. The Mummy in Orlando is fucking awesome.
Dude, it's
so
much.
Such a cool ride.
It's so good that it makes the one in Hollywood actually kind of suck.
It really does.
Sometimes you look at something and go like, oh, one's better than the other, but they're both good. I think the Orlando one's so good that the one in Hollywood actually is bad. The only thing it has going for it is the interesting moving backwards part.
Yeah.
But that's just because they couldn't make it cool like the Orlando
space,
one.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do the fake out with the fake rider saying it's over and like all that. Dude, all that stuff is so cool.
Well, and also because we didn't ride Hagrid's till towards the end of the night, and Hagrid, like some of the rides they have to shut down or have like cleared out by a certain amount of time because it's like a city ordinance because of noise. There's like neighborhoods around the park or whatever.
People yell "fuck yeah!" while they ride Hagrid's.
So, like at the event, even though it's limited capacity, when we did it last time, we were able to ride Hagrid's a couple times. But since we went to Hagrid's towards the end of the night, everyone got in line because you wanted to ride it before they closed it. So we did have to wait like 30 minutes, which isn't a long time for that ride, but it just sucks because it's like limited time during the event.
Yeah,
but it was so worth it because it worked out. We were front row on Hagrid's during nighttime. It's such an awesome ride.
Dude.
It's so fucking cool.
That's like the fucking, that's the top.
Your boy Jason Christopher has never even rode it before.
What?
He's a little dumbass.
Wait, what? He's out here talking shit on Disneyland, a place he's never been.
does he talk shit on Disneyland, though?
Yes.
Well, I was telling Mike this, but Jeff, when we first went to Disney like a couple years ago on our HHN trip and we came back and we were shitting on like Epcot and Magic Kingdom, he was telling me he was just listening to it and he was furious because he was in Orlando and it's like, yeah, all right, where's your four parks?
Oh,
yeah,
no, so that's why he's mad
to
at
be
yeah,
fair.
Disneyland rules.
He doesn't actually, I don't think he hates Disneyland, but he told me he's never been and like, he didn't seem like he was like eager to go. And so I was like telling him like, dude, you guys may have your four parks, but the great thing about Disneyland is it's like they have to take advantage of all the space like way harder. So it's so dense with shit to do. That shit that you have to go to three parks to do, it's just all in Disneyland.
Well, supposedly those two parks have more rides than all four of the Orlando parks combined.
That's the beauty. And you can literally walk across to each other. You don't have to like ride rides or ride
things.
But
don't get me wrong. I even love Magic Kingdom now. I love all the parks in Orlando.
Magic Kingdom was my favorite one.
I like Magic Kingdom. I think it's like a worse Disneyland.
I shouldn't even say I even like it, but I even like Epcot, I should say, is what I should say. I love Epcot.
I've come around on Epcot.
Because we just did what you're supposed to do.
We figured out Epcot, but I do think that Magic Kingdom is just kind of like a watered-down Disneyland.
Mm. I was talking to Hawaii Tom, and Jason Christopher was saying this, I mean, I think as a goof, but he's saying his brother was trying to hire Hawaii Tom to find Tino the Juggalo. Huh. But
That's the thing that when Tom was trying to change the subject, after I said I was going to kill myself.
Oh, he messaged you, right? Yeah, because I was like, his name's not Tino, because I remember he added us on Facebook, but his name was like Mike or something.
What I told him is we can't even be sure that that's real.
Yeah,
because
that's a lead though.
That guy was so entrenched in lies.
Did he re-add?
Yeah. That it's hard to even believe that his Facebook account would actually be his real name.
Or is he still friends with you?
I looked him up.
I don't know
he's
if
not.
He is.
He's not friends with me.
I couldn't
anymore.
Remember what his name was though.
I probably
it was like
deleted
Matt
him,
or Matthew or Mike. I don't remember though.
Mike.
I found him.
Yeah, because I'm not friends with him anymore.
I found him. All right, I'll send this lead over to Hawaii Tom. See if you can track him down. But see, that's the other thing I meant to talk about. Like, what's interesting to me now about hanging out with listeners is...
Well, really quick, Jason Christopher is just our friend now.
Yeah, oh, no, of course. Yeah, Jason Christopher is just a buddy of ours. I don't mean, why, Tom.
I'm not saying you're bad. I want them to realize that at this point, we don't even think of them as listeners.
Jason Christopher is a buddy of mine.
Yeah, he's our
not
close
like
personal
you
friend.
Listening, you scum. Yeah.
But also, I just assume, like, the thing is now I just assume they don't listen to the show at all. So I'm like deathly afraid to bring up something we talked about on the show because I just assume they're not going to know what the fuck I'm talking about. And it's just proof that they don't listen to the show.
But you don't know if he does or doesn't listen to the show?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how current he is. So I'm just deathly afraid to bring up something that I don't ever want to assume like something we talked about like within the past month or even like Bupak or something that they even know what I'm... Well, because I know, if I brought up Bupak and he had no idea what I was talking about, I'd be fucking devastated.
You throw yourself from the line.
Like, even Jacob Burrows. When I had to hang out with Jacob Burrows, I'm like, I'm not going to bring up something. Although Jacob Burrows will bring up stuff to me. I'm like, oh, thank God.
This is imposter syndrome, though. You are enough, Jim.
Friend of the show, Brandon Carr, regularly listens. And I know that I was... For a tiny, tiny bit, I was nervous about that. But then I realized, like, no, he... regularly listens. It's not a weird thing, and he's kind of in the same boat as them.
Good.
Yeah, but I don't know. I bet because I think what I see Jim and them as, and maybe this again, like what Jeff was saying, this is like imposter syndrome, is we were like the training wheels of podcasts for these people, and now they're listening to Shane Gillis and they're listening to fucking Kill Tony. White Tom's going on and on about Kill Tony. The guy fucking loves.
Wait, was he
show.
Really?
Was it either him or maybe
people
just Christopher.
Kill Tony, I don't know.
But I'm all I'm thinking of is Jeff shits on Kill Tony all the time. That's all I'm thinking.
I think that it's easy to assume that once they become our friends, they don't need to listen to the show because well now they're just our friends.
Yeah.
But I bet you like because I think it was Jason Christopher even mentioned, he's like, it's still cool to me every single time I get to see you guys. Because it's like, holy shit, I can't believe I'm friends with these guys. So I think that there's always going to be a part of them that remember like, yes, it's cool that I've become friends with these guys I listen to and like, but I still think of them as the guy on the show that we've never even thought of as ourselves as. Mm-hmm. I think they still have a glimmer of that like in their guts.
Yeah, I just feel like they're just on to bigger and better things. They're listening to... the Sam Roberts wrestling podcast.
They're listening to War Mode.
Yeah.
Jim and them prepared them for War Mode.
They're cranking War Mode. Yeah. Like a motherfucker.
Nah, these people, they're 9-to-5 working men. They're cracking a beer, listening to podcasts, driving forklifts.
Yeah.
Jason Christopher.
Yep, that's
they
true.
They got to fill the day. I listened to way more podcasts when I had to.
Jason Christopher is the working man. We went to this brewery in his town. And he had like a special mug that had his name on it.
I'm so fucking mad. By the way, I'm you telling these fucking stories, I'm seething. I'm fucking furious.
And I was like, what is that mug? And then he pointed to, there's like these shelves on the wall. It's like, it's such a local, like cool vibe
you
thing.
You have your own mug.
Yeah, where there's all these mugs on the wall that have people's names on them. But like you have to win a raffle to even get up there. And the only time they open new openings is if people don't pay their dues for the next year. Like if someone decides to go on their dues, then finally an opening goes up. And like
it's like housing in Final Fantasy 14.
And they do their raffle kind of like a Tots Turn thing. Like to get a raffle ticket, you bring in toys around holidays or whatever.
That's cool.
And then you get a bigger pint. Like it's bigger than the regular pint, and you get like whatever percent off or something like that.
That's
said it took him like 4 years just to get a mug.
That fucking rules.
Spent $5,000.
I love that kind of shit. But stuff like that's fun.
Yeah, that's like Yakuza. He's got his bottle just there at the bar. You come drink.
Well, because it's even like
bottle.
Yeah, we're hanging at this brewery. His wife's there, and then like his baby's just sitting on the table too. It's
like one of
those, and everyone's. But all the people are cool about it.
Yeah.
You're ordering. It's just a brewery, so you're just ordering food from
the
place.
Dunking the baby in nacho cheese, licking it off.
Well, you're just ordering food from the place next door and bringing it over, but everyone's cool with it. That's just kind of like what you do.
That's what you want a local bar / brewery / like hangout to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, where everyone knows your name. You got a beer glass on the wall. Frazier's there.
There's a waitress there that you used to date, but it's not awkward when you see her because you can still say hi and she knows your wife's name and they're friends.
Yep. And then
your baby's got nacho cheese on its head that you're dipping chips in. And I was like, ha, ha, ha.
Hawaii Tom was saying that he's going to be going on an Epcot trip with like his old college buddies or something like that.
Getting drunk.
Yeah, they're going to all go get drunk. That's why they picked Epcot. But he's going to go enjoy it as well, apparently.
Oh, nice.
So we're turning people into fucking theme park boys.
Yeah, hell yeah. I wish I didn't hate Hawaii Tom.
No, you love Hawaii Tom.
I know. I
or
do.
Should I say Jacksonville Tom?
I do.
I guess this is
I just hate what he. I hate.
Oh.
That, I hate that he refuses to take responsibility because I keep accusing him of stealing you, and he keeps acting like he's not. And here's the thing: at least fucking own it. Like he's not. Like it's one thing if you do it and then go, "Yeah, I know, ha ha ha." But he's acting like he's not doing it, and he is doing it.
No, he's not.
So he needs
anything.
To take responsibility for that.
He has a malicious bone in his body. But the thing I realized because I brought up to him,
I'm texting him in all caps, take responsibility.
Because I mean, I know some people are like, "Who the fuck are they talking about? Who are these people they're talking about?" Hawaii Tom. Hawaii Tom is Tom Simon. He's an FBI agent. He's a social media fucking star, dude. He's on TikTok, or he's probably got a lot of followers on Instagram as well. But I guess I'm a dummy because I brought up to him how, like, you see his posts every now and then where he's like, "Oh, we just did a meetup or whatever." And I'm like, "Dude, I saw you're doing meetups. That's pretty cool." And he's like, "No, that's just a joke I do with my kids." Like, he goes with his kids to, like, an LSU game or whatever, like a college football game.
Oh, I thought he was
serious. He'll take a selfie and tell them that he's doing a...
Yeah.
That's a good bit.
But yeah, but I was like, "Well, dude, but to other people, we see that you have like thousands of followers now. It's kind of not out of the realm that maybe you put something on your social media of like, 'Hey, I'm going to be at this thing in a college.'" Because it does seem, at least from some of the stuff I've seen, it seems like there are college people that are like, "How do I get in the FBI? Or what do I have to study? What is my major?"
He's going to get fucking Jodie Fostered.
And he already got docs, didn't he? He
no, told no, us I'm saying he's going to get Jodie Fostered.
He's going to talk like this.
Isn't what that like, with Jodie Foster? Like a guy tried to kill her when she was a kid?
Well, he tried to kill the president for Jodie Foster or something, right?
Yeah,
same idea. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But no, it worked on me, but I was like, "Dude, that's just acting as if at that point."
Yeah.
Because like you're just willing that into existence, just saying you're doing meetups.
Remember,
and next thing you know, you will be.
Remember when you and I went to go see The Evil Dead?
Kristen's in the chat. I thought those were 100% real. Yeah, see, so, all right. I
only knew it was fake because it was like all college people and they're all wearing like the stuff for the place.
I thought they were real.
Just at the stadium.
I just, again, like I based it off of, I've seen him answering a lot of questions where people are like, "What course should I study to get in the FBI?" And
I
he
just
usually says criminology
that he did
bullshit.
It just seemed real.
Yeah.
Remember when we went to the Evil Dead musical and we didn't know how to get there? So we walked literally through the back of the casino and we're like, "Should we be here?" And we're like, "Let's just act like we're here." And we were like just saying hi to chefs and stuff.
Oh,
and they were just like, they're like, "Hey," and we were just walking through the bowels of a casino and they were just letting us because we were just saying hi to people.
Yeah. Yeah. You just gotta, just speak it into existence, put on your fucking vision board.
Make it real.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Give me a fucking flop over. That's what I want. I want a flop over meetup where me and all the flop over boys eat flop overs together.
Yeah.
This one sucks. It's got like spam on it. What's that one?
Huh?
The one on the middle right.
Spam?
I don't know. It just looks like it has like bologna on it. More to the right. Keep going.
This stop. One?
Yeah, what is that?
That's just a different
that's
pizza.
Something else.
That's a completely different pizza.
I think that's supposed to be a Mickey, but they fucked it up.
It's like breakfast? What is that?
Maybe that's Pizza Planet. Pizza Planet sucks. It's like
it says
bad.
Cafe Daisy.
It's probably before they did the old reopen, I think.
Whatever that is. Maybe that's from
maybe
the kids' meal.
Oh, it's salami.
It might be the kids' meal or something.
Pepperoni or salami.
Yeah, because the flopover is the business.
Yeah, the flopover is the fucking move. Oh, and then the only other thing, since we're talking about food, it's been in Disney Springs for a while, but Chef Art's Homecoming, we finally ate there. Amazing.
Well, yeah,
so fucking good.
We've been talking about Homecoming. Like, that's the place that we keep saying, like, "Oh, all the vloggers say it's the best place to go in Orlando."
Who's Chef Art supposed to be like a
character?
It's
just like Southern food. Now, I don't know who Chef Art Smith. I think he's just a guy.
Remember when we were walking around Disney Springs and we kind of had nothing to do, so we were sitting around?
Okay.
Like, Homecoming was the place we were talking about possibly going while we were waiting around.
Usually
but then we
like,
went to that burger place or whatever.
Just like a guy. Okay.
Yeah, usually there's like a super long wait, but we're
it's
able to get a
Michael
reservation.
Obama for some reason.
We're able to get a reservation, and yeah, they just have like fried chicken, Southern food, but like that fried chicken's the thing they're known for. I mean, it's not cheap. It was like a $34 plate of like fried chicken with mashed potatoes and like something else, but it was so fucking good. And then like the next day, we went to Disney Springs again because it was the day of our flight, but we had time to kill. And I was like, I wonder if there's a wait at homecoming. And there wasn't. And I had homecoming the second day in a row.
Holy shit.
I didn't get the chicken plate that time. We just got some apps. We got the
loaded mashed potatoes.
It was a cheddar. It was chicken thighs on like cheddar biscuits with hot honey. The hot honey there is so fucking good.
Calm down.
Jesus Christ.
Sell moonshine.
That was the most aggressive endorsement.
And they have their own moonshine. We got like a squeegee bottle of fucking moonshine.
What, you're getting turnt for the flight?
It's
a squeegee bottle?
They give you this bottle, and you can bring it back. You bring it back. It's good for refills. Like if you do like soda and water, it's free all the time. Or it's you get a cheaper refill of moonshine instead of... $22 It's like $15
And I'm not saying this to be patronizing, but what is it actually? Because I know that moonshine is like illegally brewed alcohol. So like, what is it actually?
No, moonshine's a type. It's like ethanol alcohol. Like they sell moonshine at Smith's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was gonna say because I know
there's like an illegal version.
There is an illegal version. It's whatever the legal version is. Yeah.
It's like corn alcohol. Like Everclear is basically moonshine. Okay. Yeah, it's like it's very, it's still very high.
But yeah, we've tried to go. Like I think our last three trips, we've tried to go to homecoming.
Yeah,
at least they give you a bunch.
I don't think we got that many when they ordered.
That's just for the pick.
I think we got three.
So it's like
a
Cheddar Bay biscuit. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm so fucking hungry.
Yeah. Sorry.
We just end the
show.
I just keep
talking about food now.
We still got a little bit, man.
Yeah. No. We're almost there. Let's see what else. I guess this was from a couple weeks ago. I don't know if this was already covered by like every other podcast or not, but
who cares? Fuck them. Yeah,
top 20 most delicious meals. Yeah.
How to make the perfect scrambled eggs.
There was a Penn State professor accused of bestiality.
Oh yeah, that was classic. And then I think there's more to it now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He was also hit with new charges of lewd acts in the park. Yeah, I think he was putting stuff up his butt or something.
He begged the cops to kill him.
Yeah, well, because he's on video fucking his dog in the ass.
Please,
that's
kill
right.
me.
Yeah, didn't he like, he left his phone somewhere or something.
Yeah.
And they found that he had videos of fucking
videos
his dog.
Of him in like, you know, like a hiking bathroom, like one of those
Dude,
sort of like park bathrooms.
There's a section of your phone where you can just call it hidden, and to get inside, it needs to scan your face. Why wouldn't, if, here's the thing.
If you're going
to
be a weirdo,
I don't have dog fucking videos, but if I'm going to have dog fucking videos of myself on my phone, I'm at least putting them behind the hidden
wall.
Yeah,
they're in the fake calculator. You can have an app that says Calculator Plus, and it's like,
oh, and that's where your dog fucking videos
well, it's
are?
It's a regular calculator unless you enter the code.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Really?
That's where I fuck dog. More like bark goo dog's ass. I guess it's Korean food, hey, folks?
Okay, Penn State professor begged cops to kill
him. Cum laude. That's what I meant earlier. Sorry.
When
he was busted in bestiality case, hit with new charges.
Being gay.
This is just a
kill me, Thara, kill me.
All right, hold on. I thought that was gonna have a reporter.
I think it was a guy dog too that he porked.
He faces more. Well, what's his original thing here?
He porked a guy dog.
Themis Matsoukas, sexual acts with his dog. I do it to blow off steam.
Yeah.
My dog Steam, by the way.
Meet
my dog Steam.
Hello, folks.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, I get no respect.
If you get caught fucking a dog, you gotta have a better reason than that. Even if it's not the real reason,
it's gotta be. Yeah, I'm crazy.
Yeah, you gotta come up with a crazy reason.
He's like a Harvard professor.
If your real reason is you want to blow off steam, you gotta come up with a crazy reason.
It's like he's sowing his wild oats. Yeah. I'm just sowing my oats here. Award-winning Penn State professor allegedly performed sexual acts with his dog and sickening displays that were captured on a state forest trail camera. Oh, okay, so they were on a trail doing it out in public.
Out hiking,
because
Penn State's Sandusky, too. So what a vile pit of
Penn
debauchery.
He was allegedly caught earlier this year naked from the waist down except socks and shoes. Committing the perverted sex acts.
So not pants around his ankles? He like took his pants off?
Yeah, I guess. He must have had shorts on. Because you ain't just taking your pants off and leaving your shoes
on.
He was
traipsing around with his cock out.
Okay. He had a big hoodie.
Sex acts with his collie near the bathrooms at the Rothrock State Forest. Now, he's doing it in public. That's just for an extra thrill at this point. Like, it's fucking your dog at home isn't cool anymore.
Yeah, you're doing it out in public. You're dressed like a K-pop star, just wearing a big giant hoodie and no pants, but wearing shoes. and then you're fucking your dog in public because that's just for the sheer thrill of it.
Yeah, like paparazzi photos of Ariana Grande. Like,
yes.
You're just like big shirt, comfy day, fucking my collie, going for a hike.
My dog has big dick energy.
Is the dog coming, my dog? Though? Is the dog gay?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, is the dog topping or is the dog verse?
If you fucked a dog and you made the dog come, I feel like I'd be pretty proud of myself.
I mean, I guess you could just jack a dog off.
No, no, but I'm saying if I could make my dog come by
from fucking his ass,
I would be like,
he did it.
I'd be fucking like, I'd be like, why hasn't the newspaper called me yet?
Oh, the park rangers are coming here. It's not about a picnic basket.
Kiwi Mango, first time chatter. Is this a new account, Kiwi Mango? Your Honor, my client was just blowing off steam. Case dismissed.
In the case of trying to chillax versus Penn State.
Apparently he was identified through his North Face backpack he was carrying from an incident in April and also May, according to a criminal complaint. He allegedly tried to record himself performing the lewd acts with an electronic tablet. So yeah, what
the
fuck? So he they caught him on a trail camera, and he had his iPad out filming it himself.
Nice,
dude.
Why an iPad?
Just get a selfie stick.
Old fucking weirdo.
Get a selfie stick, and then you're gonna get the angle you need of you fucking.
Yeah,
your dog.
Get one of those where, and then it makes the selfie stick invisible, so it looks like the camera's floating.
Yes,
and the one end is just that dog catching net. You're like, get over here.
Yeah, that's how if someone walks up, you just flip it around and it looks like you're trying to catch a dog.
Yeah, the little rope that wraps around. Yeah. Now you're the dog now. You're the man. You're the dog man now, dog.
Yeah, you're the dog fucker now, dog.
You're the dog now, man.
So rangers from the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources searched his home. He went into a panic. At one point, investigators told him they thought he knew why they were searching his home. Matsukas replied repeatedly, "I'm done. I'm dead."
Wait, I mean, fair enough.
He had a moment of clarity. Like,
oh my God, I'm done.
Because he'd been doing it for so long that he had no guilt. Then it all, like, someone caught him. He's like, oh God. Like, you know, when you're
not
a little kid.
Not done or dead, though.
You know, when you're a little kid and you, like, break something really expensive and you have, like, that crushing dread moment where you're like, oh no, this is real. Or like if you're like,
or if you hit your brother too hard and you're like, oh my God, I'm sorry. And they start
or
to cry.
You get in a car accident when you're like very young and you're just like, everything's like very real all of a sudden.
Off, but this guy, the nth degree.
They showed up and he had that moment, but like as an adult and he wanted to kill himself.
Oh, he begged rangers to shoot him saying, I need to die.
Yes.
And he told investigators, awesome. I do it to blow off steam.
Just cleaning it.
Oh my God, I need that. Where's that dash cam video of kill me? I guess the rangers, maybe they don't have body cam.
Oh, that'd be great. The rangers reported able to find the backpack and ski mask that was so he was wearing a ski mask in public.
Yeah,
fucking his dog.
To post the video.
Maybe his dog's name is 12.
Fuck 12?
12.
Yeah, he's wearing a ski mask.
He's rumor.
He's rumor. They saw a collie in his home that matched the dog in the video. He was a chemical engineering professor dating back to 1991, receiving at least 3 teaching awards during his tenure. Themis Matsukas has been relieved of his responsibilities and on leave.
Themis? So here's the thing.
Themis Matsukas.
Do we vilify this man or do we simply normalize fucking a dog?
Yeah, I mean, do we not kink shame him? Are they trying to sneak the bee in?
He's an award-winning teacher. Why should he be defined by his weakest moment and not all his many victories?
Oh my God. Weimar's Republic calling in, Mike. It's the downfall of Western civilization. That's the shit right before World War II happened in Germany.
All I'm saying is
debauchery, Mike.
We're kink shaming this man. Poor man.
Do we try to sneak a second B in to the LGBTQB?
Oh, bestiality.
What's the B? Oh, bestiality.
Yeah.
We should sneak a T and an M
for Themis Matsukas.
Themis.
Oh, these alphabet people, now they added Themis Matsukas to the flag.
I identify as a Themis.
It's him balls deep in a border collar. Next to just the black stripe.
You're like coming on a golden retriever's belly and you're like, oh, I'm TM.
Are they still doing the whole BLM stripe or are they going back to just rainbow?
I thought it was the blue line that did the stripe. I thought you're talking about in the yellow. Okay, stripe. In the
they
gate
have
pride
a brown, like the
Pride
they did
flag
add
has
a
black.
Brown. Did they put it on the gay stairs that guy wouldn't climb on?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Okay. So then I think they're still doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that a guy wouldn't step on the gay stairs. So it was like a pride stairs. So he was like shimmying up the handle like a fucking
hole. Nice. Pretty cool.
Awesome. No, it was cool. It was like sliding down the banister, but in reverse and slow. Yeah.
Sounds like a cool thing.
Really taking a stand out there.
Yeah, take
no
that.
Homo.
Yeah. I refuse to walk up these gay stairs. I'm just going to look retarded in public and on the internet.
I'm just look gay as hell.
Well, someone should do a great skate part where they take fucking do a board slide down the gay stairs.
Dude.
Because imagine you bail out on the gay stairs. You have like a J.B. Thomas crash on the gay stairs.
Oh, dude, it can be like, what was it? Shit, what was the name of that skate tape where he hits the set? He does the switch flip down the stairs, then they explode.
Oh, Ali Bulala? Shit. I don't know.
No, I can't remember what tape that was. But dude, what if he did a switch flip down the gay stairs and then the gay stairs exploded?
Well, his board went right up his ass and he went,
Kiwi Mango in the chat, cat owners never do this shit. I don't know. Shane Dawson said he came on his cat.
Yeah, that's a bukkake, a boo.
Although people say he was only joking.
Yeah.
It wasn't real.
He's a joker. He's a toker. So what are the new allegations?
Yeah, what are the new lewd acts? Okay, here we go. More charges after
stuffing
videos.
Stuffing his dog in his ass.
Emerged of him allegedly engaged in lewd acts in a park, including inserting a tree branch and lollipop in his butt.
Tree branch?
Oh, yeah. It was fully flared, by the way. Fully flared is a skate.
Oh, where they blow up the
shit? They blow up the stairs. Yes. Fully
but
flared.
The gay
rule.
Stairs. Okay.
Yeah, but do it with the gay stairs.
Themis, 64, was already facing charges of open lewdness, indecent exposure, sexual intercourse with an animal, animal cruelty. The chemical engineering professor begged troopers to kill him.
I still think they should find out if he made the dog come by fucking him, because then that means that it's not animal cruelty. It's simply sexual intercourse with an animal.
I guess they found 55 videos on his electronic devices seized on a search warrant. They included videos of the professor naked, apart from a ski mask. He was captured on video masturbating on a picnic table in a lake at the park and on Pennsylvania Department of Conservation Natural Resources vehicles. Oh, so he's jerking off on the cars?
Onto his car.
Whoa! I'm sorry, I read ahead and it fucked my world up and made my brain melt.
Climbing a tree naked and inserting a tree branch, a Tootsie Pop, and the control handle of a DCNR John Deere crawler in his anus.
That's the part that fucked me up.
Like so wait, the control forklift?
You know when chicks chicks fucking herself with like a shifter? It's like he's shoving like a tractor shifter up his ass.
Oh my God.
From a John Deere.
Themis!
The accused perv also allegedly...
Themis! Yeah, he's outside the prison with a sign. Themis!
Also allegedly defecated in public areas of Rothrock State Forest in a maintenance area next to the DCNR equipment. He smeared bodily fluids on a glass table at a lease camp.
This is what woke does.
This is the woke
ruin
mind
the park
virus.
Woke.
This is Trump derangement.
This guy went to a public school.
The gross footage was reportedly captured at Alan Seeger State Park, 4 lease camps and 2 private properties surrounded by state forest land.
I do like that they call it gross footage instead of just footage.
Yeah, gnarly ass footage.
Okay, the top picture, that guy doesn't do any of that stuff, but this bottom picture, this guy does all
that's
stuff.
Real.
That's he's got a fucking calculator up his ass right there.
Yeah.
Doing the Kubrick stare. A Kubrick stare when I defecate all around the park.
District Judge Douglas Gummo released him Monday on $50,000 bail
from Gummo. Gummo. Oh, no, it's Gummo.
Oh, no, Gummo, he's here.
It's Gummo and the Eraserhead baby. But two Gummos?
His defense lawyer said that it would be inappropriate for me to comment at this time outside of court. Let's see. District Attorney Dave Smith suggested Monday that no additional charges are expected to be filed since no other videos have been found. Is this something, though, where, like, the max you could get would be, like, a fine? Or is this has to have some real consequences, right?
I bet it's not as many years as you'd think.
You have to put down the dog because it's gay now.
Also, if he's been there for 91...
I guess they would just put you in a hospital, I imagine, right?
Mm. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, if he's been there since 91 and he won a bunch of awards, I bet he has tenure. So all they can do is, like, go, like, you're not allowed to come into class anymore, but they're still paying him.
Oh, and he's doing digital work. Yeah. He's sending his videos.
Oh, he's
kids.
Making fucking righteous bucks.
Yeah, because it does say he was relieved of his responsibilities and put on leave.
Yeah, that's tenure right there, baby.
Yeah, his status remains unchanged. The disgraced academic has written multiple books, published dozens of journal articles, and won at least 3 teaching awards, premier teaching award from Penn State Engineering.
How to make a dog come.
Yeah, fuck that dog.
TM should be added to LGBTQ. Maybe it's not LGBTQ plus. Maybe it's LGBTQ T, and the second T is Themis.
Themis okay. Himself.
Maybe the first T is Themis, and there's no
people just thought
at all.
It was a plus.
Lesbian, bisexual, yeah. Gay, Themis.
Yeah, maybe it is plus, and there's no trans, and it is Themis.
Eat the poo poo, Themis. You get an E in there.
Is there any updates on his case? I think he had a court date recently.
This What's guy's constantly smoking.
They throw
vibes.
The book at him, and he shoved it up his ass. Okay. That's what happened. These are the facts.
Attorney said.
This is real TV.
Oh, no updates after his recent court appearance. Everything's from a couple weeks ago. Themis, the hero everyone misses instead.
Hero, yes. Everyone.
Was that the E or the M?
The hero everyone meets is sexy.
Yeah, is sexy man.
The whole the whole enchilada making. I'm done.
Yeah,
me at the.
Meet me at the waterfront after the social.
Me at the south over under.
Me always taking smoke ounces using Kush as spliffs.
Dilser in the chat. This man might have actually gone ape.
Yeah, he went Donkey Kong on that ass. Yeah.
He's going ape.
65 years, he's had a good life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been fucking
he's
a dog.
He's definitely
for like,
been doing this
yeah.
for so
maybe
long,
now
dude.
After he's settled down, he takes the wise approach. He's like, it's been a good life.
What's an age index?
What could a man ask for more?
Horny like, index? Is he a horny at 29?
Wait, where does it say
it says
that's
H,
the high T index.
H index right next to age. He has an H index of 29.
Oh.
Is that horniness out of 30?
Oh. Yeah, what is that?
What is the H?
Is there a rate my teacher on this guy? This is pretty good.
What the fuck's an H index?
Oh, it's an academic position. Okay.
Oh, how good is 39?
On average, and good H index for a PhD is between 1 and 5, a postdoc between 2 and 17, an assistant professor between 4 and 35.
Oh, wait, his is 29, right?
Yeah, a full professor is typically 30 plus.
What
so
does that mean? Does that mean
there.
He's less than? Like Niles Crane in Wet Hot American Summer, he's an associate. He's not getting tenure.
Well, but they're different depending on his
study.
Maybe yeah. They docked him a couple points for the whole dog buggering.
Yeah, they might have. Maybe they took away some of his H index.
Sorry, your buggery.
I can't believe you've been snogging a pup.
Yeah, that's a buggery's one we should bring back because that's specifically for like fucking someone's ass. It's like yeah. Buggery. It was like a crime in England. It's like he's gotten up to buggery.
Ooh, I'm going to start committing people buggering.
Yeah, you damn buggering ass caterpillar.
I'm sick of Hawaii Tom buggering Jim every time he goes down there.
He'll never be a buggerfly.
There was another video. Actually, Kristen sent this to me earlier in the week.
Whoa.
But this...
I don't know why I said whoa. Whoa, Kristen, whoa.
She's on Worldstar.
This lady, like, hit someone else's car in a parking lot and, I don't know, caused, like, a little damage. And then she was denying it. And she just geeks out about it. It's just kind of funny. I don't want to spoil it.
Damaged.
My car is
where? So you can see that like the bumper's kind of like disconnected there.
There's red paint all over it.
Okay, yeah.
If you
want to
see,
light.
You can come over
shit.
To- Why are you hitting my car, lady?
Because it's not damaged.
See, she fixed it. She did fix it, to be fair.
Okay.
She hits it a few times.
Lady, that's wild move.
It's not damaged. You
oh,
bitch.
She fixed it. You bitch.
Tell her to get away from me. She's crazy.
Oh, the cart boy.
And
the
she
Nigerian
goes over and,
guy.
And she
yeah.
goes
up.
And he's just like,
hey. That guy's clearly like South African or something.
She goes over and hugs, yeah, the cart guy.
And hello. He's just smiling. Hello. Oh, hello. Hi.
I love America.
It's Super so great because you don't realize someone else is there. It's he's a classic smiling. Comedy pan. That's where
so
someone
good.
Else is involved.
Somebody's there and he's just like, eh.
She fixed.
I'm a witness.
Yes, it's not damaged.
I can't believe that worked.
I mean, she did fix it.
Get away from me. She's crazy.
And she goes and hugs an older black gentleman.
And she does pouty baby voice. Oh, will you tell her to go away, mister?
He's
make
hard
the scary
right now.
Lady go away.
He's soft coming right there.
Yeah. Wait, that's it? That's where it ends?
No, there's a little bit more. She just awkwardly hugs this guy for like 10 seconds. Spoke,
yes.
It's not damaged.
I mean, usually what you're supposed to do in an accident is we exchange information.
Bitch.
And then just leaves.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like how he's just awkwardly like, well,
he
you
knows.
Guys should just talk about this, I guess.
For me, she's crazy. It's not damaged.
I mean, usually what you're supposed to do in an accident is we exchange information.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Wow, yeah, she's a crazy person.
It's great when a crazy person calls someone else crazy.
Yeah.
Can you please help? This person's crazy.
I need help, please. I'm hugging the parking guy from Nigeria.
I need to talk about I love bother you.
Come on, pan back to him. Pan back to him. Pan back to him. Pan back to him. There's 10 seconds.
Driving away?
Pan back.
Have we let him?
Yeah.
Huh? Crash his head long into the other car.
Well, it'd be great if she just backed into the car again.
God rest.
It's damaged.
My car is damaged.
Where?
It's right here. If you want to see, you can come over.
Oh, shit.
Why are you hitting my car, lady?
Because it's not damaged.
I mean, she really does fix the shit out of it. It's kind of crazy.
It is so funny. She got the magic touch.
Yeah, she's like Fonzie.
It's if you did that and weren't a freak, you might all just be like, oh, yeah, I don't want to do the paperwork for this. But now that she's freaking out on my boy.
It's not damaged.
I mean, usually under the what sea, you're supposed to do in an accident is we exchange information.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover.
She says bitch like Smash Mouth says, or like Bare Naked Ladies say, it's Ben.
Yeah, I forgot to say, I saw Bare Naked Ladies at Universal.
Oh, shit. What?
It's Ben. 1 week and you haven't told us?
Oh. They do Mardi Gras concerts, kind of like how Epcot does them. And Bare Naked Ladies were playing. I didn't get to see It's Ben, though. Because we went over to watch.
Did you see It's All Been Done?
What's the one? What's the one that's I just made you say underwear?
That's a perfect kind of day.
Yeah, I heard him do that song.
Okay. That's not It's All Been Done.
Yeah.
Though.
You know what? Maybe I did hear It's All Been Done
that
as well.
That one's better than It's All
Been Done. We're waiting for It's Been. I wasn't sure if they started with it. I assume they're going to end with it.
They end with it. They have
But they
to
just
end
kept
it.
Going on and on. We're like, all right, we got to go get free food, dude. They're just telling jokes, talking about Universal.
You know, we need to go get some chickadee China, the Chinese
they
chicken.
They kept being like, we're going to go ride the Jimmy Fallon ride. We're going to go ride. What was cool as fuck, though? Actually, I think I have a picture real quick.
It's you with this African guy.
It's us with Steven Spielberg.
What was dope about, like, it's usually, you know, when we go to our like upstairs lounge bar during HHN
nights,
and we go on that little deck and you could see there's a stage there. It's that's where like the performance is. So the Rip Ride Rocket's like right behind them and it's running. So it's dope that they're performing and like the coaster keeps going by and stuff.
Oh, wow, that is cool.
It's pretty cool to see.
That is dope.
Anyways, back to this guy. It's Ben.
Yeah, listen how she says bitch. She says it like they say it's Ben.
Usually what you're supposed to do in an accident is we exchange information.
Bitch.
Wait, bring the video back before the pan real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not damaged, you bitch.
Bitch.
The unknown.
She's crazy.
The
it is. It's the unknown.
The unknown.
The unknown.
It's not damaged.
I mean, usually what you're supposed to do in an accident is we exchange information.
Bitch.
She didn't have to do that, you know. You shouldn't take that.
It really feels like it's, I mean, I guess I'm talking to a crazy person here. I know it sucks You got a little fender bender here, but it really feels like it would have been much easier to just give your insurance. Yeah. And then, you know, maybe you get a little, you have to pay a little bit extra for a year or two.
Or you even just talk to him and go like, oh, if this is simple, maybe we could do something about it. Like often in situations like that, if there's either no damage or, I mean, she proved she could fix it. If she simply did that and didn't act like a lunatic, maybe it would have been fine.
Yeah, you'd think. But then just call her a bitch and leave.
You'd think.
You'd think this Nigerian guy would help me out. Help me from this crazy lady.
Get in. We're going to going to lunch.
You're my new
me
husband.
And the Nigerian guy are best friends.
Nigerian guy is my new husband.
Yesterday, finally dawned on me that my best friend is a Nigerian guy from the parking lot.
And then I didn't watch this video enough to know if this is a bit. I assume it's not a bit. This guy's talking about how you shouldn't drink water.
I've been saying this.
Water is for animals. It's not for people.
I've been saying this.
Have you been saying this? I don't remember you saying this.
Black people don't
drink water. He's been saying that black people hate water.
All right. Well, he's saying that the only way you should consume water is through eating like fruits and vegetables or something. Like that's how you should.
Jesus Christ. Did you hear about that college running back that during his interviews that he had a pro day and he's like, yeah, I'm not sure if I believe in space.
Yes.
No, I didn't see that.
I kind of think that like that old theory about us revolve around the sun's maybe crazy. I've been reading stuff about flat earth. I don't know if I believe it or don't believe it, but I can say I just don't think space exists.
Yeah, I'm just asking
most
questions.
Most of us don't think space exists.
That's the craziest thing that anyone's ever said.
No, you're the moon cope guy. Of course you're going to think space exists.
Most of us is an insane statement.
Master herbalist Yakoi probably agrees with me. Yakui?
Let's hear this guy talk about how water's for animals.
He's sponsored by Eye of the Lotus.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Master Herbalist.
And look at his cool Nigerian movie poster.
It's just funny because to me, I just think that this is someone doing a goof, but like it's probably not, right?
I don't think
this
it is
kind of like, well, this is like a better, more well spoken version of who's our boy? Remedy H.
This has Remedy H vibes to it.
You do not drink water. Dogs drink water. Camels drink water. Four-legged beasts drink water. Do you know in order to drink water scientifically, you will have to stand on all fours, you have to elongate your neck, and you have to lap the water with your tongue? Your tongue is not even long enough and it don't have the type of muscles that other mammals have to even lap that water in.
I don't even get that rationale. Do you have to do that to drink water?
I think that's implying that if you weren't smart enough...
Is he talking about caveman days? Like we wouldn't have been able to drink
water. We have hands so we can cup it and pour it. We can create a tool, but like In a world where we weren't that smart, the only way to drink water is to do that. I think that's his point.
It's a good point.
It's a bad point. It's one of the worst points.
If you think about it for 2 seconds, though.
Mm-mm. Yeah, if you really think about
why
it.
Why don't we have them muscles? The tongue muscles.
B Power's in the chat. Oh, the guy that said birds are surveillance bots. But that was like a bit, right?
It's like a 4chan.
But it also, it turned into a thing where people did believe it, though.
Yeah, birds don't have blood. They're all cameras. Don't drink
this
water.
This is good stuff. He has a menorah in the back, so he's a true Israelite. Maybe we'll get some good slurs in here if he's a black Israelite.
All fours, you have to elongate your neck and you have to lap the water with your tongue. Your tongue is not even long enough and it don't have the type of muscles that other mammals have to even lap that water in. Mm-hmm. In order for you to drink water, you got to close your hands together, do this. You got to do everything but what you can do naturally with it to even drink this water.
All of a sudden, it's not naturally, though, to just cup your hand. It's more natural to have a long tongue and a big long neck.
Yeah. Basically, like what he's saying makes sense. If you take away everything that makes a human being. That's the only way it makes sense. But I guess that's the line he's drawn.
We just have to cut the audio. It's just Mike saying, what are you saying? Makes sense. It's like a clip.
That's when you get that sweet, sweet can. The Simpsons.
The gummy Venus de Milo.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you just see the clock in the background keeps changing. Send that sweet, sweet can.
Oh, wait, and you watch the Super Bowl with the...
Denver Broncos.
Hands together, do this. You got to do everything but what you can do naturally with it to even drink this water. You getting water in cups.
That's kind of like, it reminds me of Brian Regan's bit about like peanut butter and jelly in one in one jar. Yeah. He's like, I can't just be opening up all kinds of jars.
Yeah.
Because he's really reaching to be like, or it's like an infomercial when a simple thing is like hard to do.
Well, he's also
like, you got to do all this stuff, like cup your hands together.
He's also saying that he's assuming that just because animals drink it that way, all animals, but lots of animals do what we do where you use suction, where you put your mouth on the water and suck water into your mouth.
Yeah.
Not all animals drink water like a dog in your living room
animals
out of a bowl.
Animals do that. Yeah. We don't drink water.
No, but animals can suck water up like we do.
Why would you drink water when you got Gatorade?
Yeah. We just eat an apple.
Yeah. Eat a whole cucumber the long way.
Drink water. You got to close your hands together, do this. You got to do everything but what you can do naturally with it to even drink this water. You getting water in cups and glasses. You weren't born with cups, glasses, and bowls and none of that other shit. These are utensils that you make for you can assimilate other creatures for you can start drinking these things. Just like you make knives and you make forks because you don't have claws like a carnivore, and you make these knives and these forks so you can claw and rip and tear into flesh, showing you that you were not created to eat flesh.
It's so that you don't get food on your face.
So yeah, he's also saying we shouldn't be eating meat either, apparently.
Well, like fruits and veggies.
I mean, he's retarded.
What?
He's
this
a
guy?
Master herbalist.
Yaki? No way.
Same thing when it comes to water. See, you're supposed to eat water. You're supposed to chew water. You're not supposed to drink water.
Yeah, that's
you do.
I do want to. I want to find his channel.
Yeah, let's watch more. Yaki.
Where's his channel?
Master Herbalist Yaki. Y A H K I.
Master Herbalist.
Y A H K I. Yeah. Yaki Awakened, baby.
His website.
There he is.
Welcome to Yaki Awakened, the Herbal Health Club.
Retard in the flesh.
There he is. No, he's a king.
Does he have a swastika tattoo on
Yaki
his forehead?
Yaki TV in the middle.
No,
he
way.
Has a swastika tattoo
no,
on his forehead.
No, he doesn't. It's a cross.
It's a swastika.
It's a knife.
It's a knife.
It's a knife.
he did have
there it is,
YouTube.
Yaki fourth
TV.
Down.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
No, no, go back. This is someone else interviewing him. Below that is.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. This one?
Yeah.
I never knew TV.
Yeah, is this Ooh. Just someone else interviewing him again?
Oh. Penis shrinkage?
No, like, really?
Yeah, no, yeah. This
yeah,
is just,
there's two videos on penis shrinkage.
But this is like a DJ Vlad interview thing or something, like playlist.
Estrogen causes it. Food addiction causes it.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, I get it. That's why the modern man's penis is shrinking.
Yeah, plastics, microplastics and shit.
Yaki Awakened.
It all makes sense. I bet he don't believe in space.
Yeah, we might have to make a new woke show episode.
Bloodlight and healing, peace to the gods, peace to the earth, y'all climb on in.
Yeah, is water what they say it is.
I'm dumb as fucking shit.
It's from a year ago.
What up? What up, morons? I'm smart.
No, he does kettlebell training.
Healthy is when your hair grows, skin glows, muscle shows, thoughts flows, and your heart knows.
Yeah, he looks healthy. This guy's looking super healthy.
He looks good.
No, he just looks normal.
Cancer and autism connection to cell phone use, study shows.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yaki doesn't identify with being an African American or black.
Moral reasons you should avoid pork?
Penis shrinkage at an all-time high.
He's really on that.
Oh, yeah,
it was time for us to do something about it. So recent penis shrinkage, losing penis length and girth, erectile dysfunction, low libido, and infertility. And the best way to stop a race or to actually make a race become self-extinct is by cutting off their reproductive parts. Mm-hmm. So this is what you would call chemical castration, y'all. We are going through that as a whole. Not only is they chemical.
He's got a little dick, but he's a black guy, and so he's insecure. So he's like, nah,
it's because of the microplastics.
The government's doing it to me. They made my dick small because they're trying to kill us.
Mike, please, he's Jewish.
Women.
Look at his.
Yes, a lot of women is dealing with all types of polyps. A lot of women
it's just a really big
yarmulke. A lot of different cysts and fibroids. Can't reproduce.
Fibroids? I don't think is that a thing.
Is there a lot of women with just polyps everywhere?
Yeah. I mean, cysts are pretty common, right?
Black women have much higher rates of fibroids.
Studies indicate black women are at 2 to 3 times greater risk of developing more severe cases of uterine fibroids than white women.
But it's going on as well with the males, where the males are becoming infertile and sterile, where they can't even get an erection. And if they can get an erection, they can't even put it in because it's too short. I mean, think about it. We coming into an age where 2-3 generations from now, boys gonna be born with clits. We don't stop this.
Look how small my penis is.
You know what? I think we are about a generation away.
Yeah.
I guess that's why they're trying to get the bussy term out there now.
Yeah. The funny thing
so
is,
we'll be used to it by the time the real bussy shows up.
2 or 3 generations is 60 years. I think he thinks 1 generation is 100 years, and so I think he thinks 300 years from now, boys will have
clits. I think he thinks 2 generations means like in the next 5 years.
Yeah. Ooh, but in 4 generations, double clit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, we're going through a de-evolutionary process. Now, we're going back to which we came, because you know between the ages of 1 to 6 weeks of birth and when the embryo is actually going through its evolutionary process in the womb, at 6 weeks is when the Y chromosome actually attaches, and then that's when that fetus actually turns into a male. Before then, it's phenemic in nature, meaning it's feminine in nature. It's a vagina there. It's ovaries. Then the ovaries drop and become testicles. The clitoris extends.
Wait, does he think that the fetus has a little vagina?
It starts. The lips and the vulva actually becomes the scrotum of the nut sacs that hold the ovary that became the testicles. So it seems like we're going through a de-evolutionary process by them biohacking our food and messing with our chemical composition
of our food,
turning us back into females.
And that's why you'd be getting Domino's for $7.99 to shrink your penis.
Have you noticed significant penis shrinkage since going to like Epcot?
I ate that flop over and my big fat 12-inch cock is only a big fat 10-inch cock. Damn it, it's all those flopovers making my 12-inch cock only 10 inches long.
I noticed when I used to eat 7-Eleven hot dogs, my dick would get small, and then I started eating Wawa and Buc-ee's, and now it's huge again.
Yeah.
It depends on rollers? Which gas station you go to.
What about 7-Eleven chicken rollers?
I think that just made my balls bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, that made my balls huge. I couldn't even sit down.
And explains why I got the old softball treatment over here.
It just gave me a pussy on my taint.
I ate chicken rollers and I was floating down the river with my balls.
Penile atrophy. Look it up. Penile atrophy. And that's when literally the penile tissue
atrophy
starts disintegrating on your penis. I don't know where they're going.
I didn't know what he was
penis
saying.
Atrophy. Penis atrophy.
Penile atrophy.
His penis ain't atrophy. It's shrunk.
But they disintegrating and they're disappearing. And you wake up months and months later and you see that your balls and your nuts done shrunk and your penis done shrunk. Penile atrophy. In some cases where it can't go back as far as my research, but there is some things you can do to get lymph back. And I know you can get a lot of lymph back through blood circulation and you can do penis exercises. A lot of brothers been coming to us about this lately.
We could
make sure that you get oxygen to the area. Unlocking the hips, males, my brothers, unlock your hips. I know you think yoga is feminine.
These are
not
secrets.
Whoa, this is gay as hell.
This is what I do at the gym.
Hold on, Yaki. Are you saying I'm going to be gay as hell?
You do got to do that cobra stretch where you shove your dick into the dirt and like lean back. That feels great.
Unlock your hips.
There I am unlocking my hips, farting.
Diaphragmatic breathing. Bring as much oxygen back down there as possible. Penis massages.
Let's see you
massage
work out.
Your nutsack. Massage your shaft.
Moving and open. Yep.
I refuse to massage my shaft.
Well, you can get the sleeves for your penis.
The base of his penis.
That's keep supposed to help make
with
it bigger.
One hand moving after well, the
like,
other
like Kevlar?
It's like adding a weight.
Like putting a weight on your dick.
Oh, it's like Goku and fucking gravity.
Well, the theory is that like your pants and your underwear and stuff is like making your penis more numb. It's not so much for length, it's for. You got to add the circumcision if you've been circed. You add the skin back. On I'm wearing one right now. It feels incredible.
Really?
I've just been coming.
Okay. Only that, increase circulation. Make sure that you take in blood cleansers and blood circulations. Get on my website. Take my blood builder and iron nourisher kit. Make sure that you're not taking certain medicines and read the actual side effects.
Don't eat real medicine. Eat my weird stuff and your dick won't be broken anymore.
It tells you that it causes this very issue. And we know that bringing blood and stimulating
What's
blood in
reading?
That area makes your penis bigger anyway.
This is for sure.
He ain't reading nothing.
Blood and getting blood down there. You got herbs like Yambe. Yambe is very good for that. You got other herbs like Damiana. Damiana leaf and Damiana root is good for blood circulation and it acts as an aphrodisiac. Another one is prickly pear bark. Grapes have tannins in it. Tannins actually cleanses the blood, thins the blood to increase blood production.
Motherfucker
blood
said,
flow.
Eat grapes. Berries. My berries penis is good tiny. Dude, I can't just be eating grapes.
Brain, but it brings oxygen to the other brain. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you need to start doing things like that. And again, if you can bring more blood to the penis, you can elongate the penis and give it more length and girth. Now, it's some that you can lose so much
he's
of this penile tissue that you can't grow it back, though, family. And that's the messed up part. Kind of like kidney disease. Your kidneys can be damaged over 92% and you just can't get them back. We don't know why we've been trying, but we just can't get them back. It's the same thing with this too. Make sure that you stay away from, you know, Viagras and stuff like that, because that stuff have a very straining issue on the heart and on your whole circulatory system.
Oh, that's why I have so many heart attacks, because I'm just like popping hard. Blue Chew like Skittles.
Oh yeah,
but I'm also fucking like crazy. All I do is fuck. Hi, I'm Mike Steele, and all I do is fuck.
Viagra Quaaludes, it's a dangerous combination.
Put a towel on it, right? And when you put a towel on it, you're going to build up the walls.
It's like when you take NyQuil and try not to fall asleep to hallucinate. I take Blue Chew and try not to get hard, and I start hallucinating.
Yeah.
I don't know what his towel method is.
Oh, is this where he does it to his dick?
When you burn glucose, it's going to automatically bring oxygen to the penile tissues of the penis. All right, you would get your penis hard. Let's just say this penis is hard. You going to put it away.
Okay. I mean, respect. I don't know of any black influencers that would.
Let's just say. Hold that penis off. Well, look, he flipped it upside down to make it look hard.
I swear to God, he's going to
He took the normal one and flipped it upside down.
He's going to talk about the fucking wrapping your dick, I bet.
Yeah. To the penile tissues of the penis. All right, you would get your penis hard. Let's just say this penis is hard. You're going to put a wet wash towel on.
Yes.
All right, so get your penis hard, put a wet wash towel on it. When you put a wet wash towel on it, you're going to let it hang on it like this. Now, your whole point is to do this for 10 minutes a day. Try to lift that wet wash towel up with your penis muscle. You do this for 10 minutes of the day, it's going to increase the circulation by burning glucose. Glucose is going to require oxygen.
I don't even know if I could stay hard for 10 minutes if I didn't need to.
If you're flexing blood to it, though, that's why you work at it.
I think I'd be doing that, and I wouldn't be horny anymore, and my dick would just go like.
You'd have to think horny thoughts.
Well, maybe you just start with a couple minutes where you work your way up to 10
minutes.
Yeah,
it's like planks.
Yeah. I'll start.
Automatically drive and direct all that oxygen throughout your body to your penis.
This like will it would just make your penis explode.
It would increase blood circulation to the penis.
But I'm open.
And now, why you doing
He's
that?
He's acting
doing
like
that
your penis is like
diet.
The muscles in your arm.
Well, isn't it like cartilage?
Yeah, it's like it's cartilage and blood, like sponge.
Make sure that you want to iron, build,
and blood nourish your kid. Check my penis out real quick. Now, pretend this penis is
hard. Is a challenge that
I flop it on the table. Now, let's just imagine this is hard.
You just turn it upside down so it looks hard.
I believe that. I mean, because think about it. That's your manhood. That's your penis. You need to be teaching him how to use his mind instead of his body. Hopefully, his penis is big enough that he can go inside his woman and at least ejaculate, if not have it put in her for the woman can get pregnant. But before that, he got to get a woman. So, you know, he's going to have some good... I don't like to call it
games. Wait a second. That mic's not even plugged in.
I think he should literally focus on the P's. First one is producer.
Am I wrong?
Make sure that he have a mindset where he's a producer. You know, he's not a user of...
Because there's like a... It connects down here.
Oh, okay.
Energy. He's a producer of energy. All man must be a producer. This is called the 5 ways to power. You have to be a producer.
So that teach make beats. Book,
the
number
five
one.
Ways to power.
B-boys.
Produce beats.
Graffiti. tagging and B-boys.
Number one, produce beats. Number two, get chicks.
Number three, Jewish.
Number three, penis exercises.
Peter towel.
How to be a producer. How to create something.
Oh, no, I've got a towel
business.
On my penis.
You know,
I'm going to be doing that in Japan.
That
like,
whatever he produced, he have to provide it to somebody.
Yeah,
so
let's go to Hot Springs and drop wet towels on our
hard
cock.
I'm not saying
that
it's going to take her all the way off.
Don't worry, Japanese.
But these things will lessen the load, though. You got the third P is protection. Because once you produce, and you provide what you produce, you got to protect in your investment and what you produce and provide for. Then the four, he got to be proactive.
I think the fifth P is
he
penis.
He has to have a proactive plan on how to keep
but we have to pretend it's
going,
a hard
you know,
penis.
Longevity, keep this
and
thing
of course,
going
it brings us back again
after
to
that
penis.
It's procreation. Yeah. Without these five things, you can't call yourself a man. If you lack one of these things, a real woman ain't going to want you. He's going to have to produce. He's going to have to provide. He's going to have to protect. He's going to have to be proactive.
He got all this from penis talk.
Procreate.
Yeah.
The five P's.
This broke it down in 7 minutes and 10 seconds.
This guy's broke dick is so bad that he had to come in to film a video just to justify his own life.
Kaboom! Wisdom in the room. We cannot thank you enough, brother Yaki. You're a blessing.
I thank God whenever I come across one of your vids.
Ever since I went raw plant based, I grew an inch.
That's not true.
Hell yeah. I mean, probably lost gut.
I mean, if you were like 2 inches, maybe.
I've seen a lot of young women with facial hair. It's alarming.
Okay. That's a real subscriber.
Yeah, man. Awesome information. Good to know, brother. Hell yeah.
The bots love it.
This was helpful.
I love your videos.
Very interesting. Elon Musk is in there. It's like, the little hmm emoji.
An interesting.
Makes you think.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Favorite part of the show.
I mean, I don't know if it's recency bias, but imagine this penis is hard. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, man. That guy fucking the dog. And then finding a guy and fucking a guy.
Adding Themis to LGBT.
Yeah, we're talking about Themis. We're talking about Diddy.
Yeah, Diddy stuff was good. Re-listening during the break to the Diddy blog is really funny.
We talked about how the content cowboy's toxic now.
Oh, yeah. You had a scathing review. You're going to be on one of those, like, too lazy to try things. Like, Jim goes in on former host.
Oh, The Unknown, of course.
Oh,
we love The Unknown.
The Unknown. I'm like Elsa over here.
The Unknown.
I love The Unknown.
The Unknown. The Unknown. The evil chocolate that lives in the walls. What a great show we have.
One of the best shows.
Yeah.
And I have undeniable proof of this.
Ooh.
And all you have to do is go to patreon.com/Jim and them. You don't even have to give us money because you can join the free tier where we update twice a week with shows from the Patreon for you to check out so that you know what you are missing. But it's really, really easy to just upgrade that into a paid tier, and then all of a sudden you got all sorts of amazing things. Jim, what are some of the things people got on the Patreon waiting for them?
Oh my God, we got the latest episode of Game Time as the Game Time lore opens up. And we meet Ethan.
I love the rules. I love Ethan telling me the rules.
We've got myself and N-Man with our special guest host on the latest episode, Ethan. Well worth a listen. It goes places. We also have, of course, Book'em Dano, our book club. We're reading episode 13 by Craig DeLuie. We just recorded our second part of that, which does finish the book. So if you're listening on the podcast, it's probably already available, but that's going to be coming to the Patreon very shortly. We got movie commentaries. Ooh. We've got...
Actually, the first movie commentary that is going to be a part of the free tier is going up next week. It is the Jack Reacher 2.
Good pick. We've got Caddy Studs Investigations.
I love that show.
Where, it goes places.
We discussed murder of a writer, director of a film.
That's
there was a
true
whole point
crime,
where I like,
crime.
Forgot what we were doing because I'm like, why are we talking so much about Broadway? I couldn't remember why we were talking. It got into the lore of all the different Broadway plays and stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, so it was murder.
It's a true true crime podcast, and we dig deep. We've got we really make sure that no stone goes unturned.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's much more. Much, much more content available. That's at patreon.com/Jim and Them. Thank you so much for your support. It's much appreciated.
Hell yeah. Jim.
Yeah.
Pop quiz hotshot.
Yeah.
Oh, this is from a movie. Fuck. Shows that you know. It's a TV show.
Speed the TV show.
You go to showswithyouknow.com. I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows. We also create television shows. We also have a War on Television podcast. Jacob also discusses the history of movies and TV. That's all at showsatdno.com. Check it out. Tell a friend. Subscribe. Check out some shows. It's just all at your fingertips, man. It's all happening. Reddit showsatdno.com.
Hell yeah. Murph, what's happening in your neck of the woods, brah?
Oh, nothing much on there. They're still in fucking San Antonio with the shot caller club, so it might be a few more weeks.
What the fuck is taking them so long?
They backlogged the tour, I guess, because they went to like two other places.
Jesus Christ.
We're waiting on that on there.
It's been like a month.
I know. I'm disappointed too on there. But in the meantime...
Everyone doing Super Bowl bits on that one?
No, thankfully. Thank God. Yeah, right. No. I mean, there probably are some Super Bowl bits. Yeah. I can't recall any. There was a Trump.
Yeah.
You saw him.
World's worst Trump. Yeah.
I found out, actually, a fun fact, he also does Obama.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
There's probably some Obama clips.
Obama?
Obama.
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 Yeah, I've been watching anime and watch Ninja Kaimu. It's only 3 episodes in. It's awesome. And then watch Frieren. Have you seen Frieren?
Dude, one of my friends keeps telling me to watch it.
The first episode had me bawling. Watch Frieren.
Nah.
The Journey
Beyond. One of my friends literally will not stop trying to convince me to watch that show.
Watch it. Watch the first episode. We just streamed it earlier today. And yeah, I guess sometimes you're doing ASP streams. Get in the Discord. Get in the Pisscord. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
My endorsement. So this is a classic Mike late to the party endorsement. I've gotten really into watching Hot Ones on YouTube.
Jesus Christ.
Someone saw Paul Rudd.
I know, dude. Hot Ones is so old. It's
who
been around
got you?
I
did like watching it for a time. I just not caught up.
I was on YouTube, and for some reason, it recommended that I watch Hot Ones, and I don't even remember who it was, because then I saw someone else. I'm like, oh, I'll watch that. Oh, no, it was because Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch did one. But they did like a versus, which was different. And I was like, oh, you know what? Jeff and Jim have said Hot Ones is good like 10 years ago. Maybe I should watch Hot Ones. So I watched the Paul Rudd one because that's the one you always see in the meme of like, look at us. Hey, look at us. The Paul Rudd one, that's my endorsement.
Oh.
Go watch the Paul Rudd episode of Hot Ones. It's just, it's so good. It's so charming. Yeah. You're just going to love it. Watch. So, well, I'm a big Hot Ones guy now in 2024.
You're a freak when you find out about Nardwar.
So check out Hot Ones, but specifically the Paul Rudd episode of Hot Ones.
I might rewatch some Hot Ones.
I think Hot Ones is great. I watched the Shaq one. That one's great.
Oh,
the
Shaq.
Stone Cold Steve Austin one. Gordon Ramsay.
I don't remember that one.
He's basically, he's either,
Gordon Ramsay's
he
good.
Either is like the babyest baby with spice or he's doing bits. Either way,
like
fun app because he's like got a bag full of stuff that he just keeps pouring on his tongue and in his mouth. He's saying fuck every other word.
Yeah. Did you start watching it because it came out that guy was dating a porn star and then he dumped her once the news got out?
Did he
dump her?
Yeah, he dumped her like a day after all
she
the
headlines. She was old.
About
that's
it.
All I asked on his post. I was
that
like, why'd you date an old one?
What's it like? Seth, Sean Owens? Sean Evans, I think?
Sean Evans,
yeah.
He's a very likable guy.
Yeah.
I like that guy. I like Hot Ones. I'm a Hot Ones. Hey.
Hot Ones.
I'm a Hot Ones guy. I don't know about you guys, but I'm a Hot Ones guy.
Go get yourself a pan pizza and sit down and watch some Hot
Ones.
Yeah,
crank out some Hot Ones.
I know that if I ever tried to bomb beyond insanity, I couldn't handle it. I know that.
Are you going to order the pack of hot sauce?
I'm not a hot sauce guy, but yeah, no, if and when either. Jim and them gets invited, I think I'm gonna have a hard time with the bomb beyond insanity.
I like a nice.
You gonna do the final dab or what?
The last dab, yeah.
Oh, the last dab, yeah.
Okay. You know what?
That's content.
You and Jeff are gonna be on there looking like David Blaine, acting like unshakable. You're gonna be like Halle Berry, unshakable. Me, I'm gonna be like Gordon Ramsay, having a real hard time.
We get the Taco Bell wings. We get the bomb sauce. We put it on the Taco Bell.
I think
Bell
I could
wings.
Get maybe Endman to interview you while you eat hot wings.
Dude, Jim. Convince Endman. So Endman loves ripping off shows.
Yeah.
So tell him you've been watching Hot Ones and be like, what if you interviewed Mike while you guys both ate hot wings? I would do it if Endman was also doing it.
He'd probably do it. I know he wanted to do something with hot sauce, so he's definitely dabbled a little bit.
Okay.
The last dabbled.
Yeah, the last dabbled.
So yeah, that's my endorsement is Hot Ones 2024. Mike Steele.
Yes.
What an endorsement. Well, on that... I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.
Word.